Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. Dr. Randy here. You know, intentional living in Christ is a path. In fact, I'm going to be bold enough to say it's the only path that I know of. If you really want in your life today to experience the peace that God offers, the freedom and success, and that's not hyperbole, it's a fact. It starts when you know you're one thing and you act on it every day. Trying to do too many things is an easy way to defeat and discouragement in your life. You know, try to talk to two people at the same time and it creates confusion. Try to drive in two lanes on the highway at the same time, and at best, you're going to be honked at and it's not productive. Try to serve two masters, and even the scripture says you can't do that. You should hate one, love the other. And you think about God, even God in the creation that we see in Genesis, he did things in order, one thing at a time, 7 days of creation. Obviously, he could have snapped his finger and be done all at once, but examples of the fact that everything in life requires one of two things, either focus or distraction, and distraction will lead to a problem and to defeat and mediocrity in our lives. So today, if you're struggling financially, it's because you're distracted at some point. If you're struggling in your marriage, there's some distractions in how you guys are approaching your marriage, or if it's you and your own relationship with other people, maybe it has to do with your own decision-making. You find yourself distracted with frustration, anger, multiple options. Let's get focused. Intentional living is all about declaring one thing, starting one thing, and often stopping one thing, sort of an IL 1-2-3. That's the process. And so today I would declare to you that if you're struggling in an area, you can break the inertia. You can make a change today by getting enormously focused on what one thing, and that's the question, what one thing you got to get focused on in your life today if you want your life to work right. And we're here to help you. Because at the end of the day, as Christians, as followers of Christ, we need to follow the example of the Apostle Paul, where he says, forgetting all that stuff which is behind, good, bad, and indifferent. Boy, did he have a long story. But he said, this one thing I do. And he got enormously and intentionally focused. And that's what we want for you today. So I'd love to have you join in. You've done that. Maybe you said, hey, we were just going the wrong direction in some area of my life or in your marriage or family or finance, whatever, and you just got intentionally focused on one thing. What was it and what difference did it make? Or today you're just feeling a little overwhelmed and you want someone to come alongside and help you. I'd love to talk to you. The phone line is open. We're live today at 888-888-1717, intentional living for people who are serious about life and not necessarily that serious about themselves. But we want to do it right and we want to live our lives intentionally so we can experience the life that God intended.
Hi, my name is Allie, and it's interesting because me and my husband are separated and we are trying to work on a relationship again. And I got in my car after dropping our kids off with him this evening, and this being intentional in your marriage came on. It kind of struck a chord with me, and it just made me feel like God is maybe speaking to me on things that I should do. I want to do one thing that improves this. Our relationship in general needs to be good because we have kids, and you know, maybe it will improve us.
We're here to help. We're here to remind everyone that this thing of the intentional living path is a path that leads, it really does, to more peace and freedom and success in our life. You know, 10 minutes every day for the next 30 days to serve your spouse, for example, will improve your marriage more than just 5 hours of serving your spouse over the weekend and then ignoring them for the rest of the month. 10 minutes every day focused on building into your health, make that 30 even, is going to be more beneficial than just saying, hey, once a month I'm going to do some things, 5 hours worth of work. This can be in work, can be in your prayer life or getting into God's word. It's a little bit every day focused on one thing, change your life. Some of you, you got really serious about something in your life, your health, your finance, your marriage, and you got serious enough to say, hey, I'm going to start every day practicing this, doing this one thing. Glory to God, benefit to my family or to my finances or whatever it is. And what difference has it made? I'd love to have you join in. 888-888-1717, live from the Center for Intentional Living, part of the Ministry of Intentional Life Media. 888-888-1717, join the discussion.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
And what I believe as a doer in my life, I'm never going to be able to do over an extended period of time those things that I need to do if I don't have it straight in my life, who I am in Christ, have become strong in my relationship with Him, and have the right goals. Have you ever noticed you get fatigued and just doing? And I think what happens to us is two things. We become like two different creatures that God has created, either the cricket, who makes a lot of noise about what they intend to do until you get near them, and then they stop and they get quiet. You have great ideas. You even pray about it, but then you don't do anything. Or you're like the other creature, the grasshopper, who bounces from leaf to leaf to leaf to leaf to leaf with no direction. Just a lot of activity, doing without direction.
Thriving, that's the topic. It's a message actually lifted from one of my conferences. It's available on our ministry member site at theintentionallife.com with much gratitude and thanks to those of you who are praying for us and supporting the ministry. We appreciate it. Talk about the power of one thing today. I mean, we can get easily distracted because in life, we got many things. And by the way, the distractions just aren't entertainment, certainly. We can be distracted by what goes on social media. Many hours given to things that distract us from things that are more important. And I would imagine 98% of us understand that and would see that in our own lives. But sometimes the distractions that we can have in our life are emotional distractions, priority distractions, unresolved issues, pain, indecision. These things can keep us from really experiencing the kind of peace, freedom, and success that we know that God has for us. He said, I give you a hope and a future. And it really does start when we decide to get focused on one thing. I often refer to our friends Mary and Martha in Scripture because Mary focused on one thing, Paul focused on one thing, where Martha focused on many things, and others in Scripture, we see the same thing. And as a result, there is more frustration and less success. And so the question is about this one thing. What one thing have you done intentionally, let's say, in your marriage that has made a difference? Was it that you decided to be a better communicator, not to criticize, to stay involved in your marriage every day? What was it? What is it? And what difference has it made in whatever area? 888-888-1717, the power of one thing. 888-888-1717.
I was calling regarding what I do intentionally in raising my children, and one thing I do often is intentionally talk about the crossroads that you're going to have in life, not only in the decisions that you make, but the consequences to your decisions.
One thing that I do is I talk to my daughter, and when she does something that she's not supposed to do, rather than yell at her, I bring her to me and I ask her about making good choices.
And one thing that we do as an intentional parenting towards our kids that is working is taking them to church, following up with them, and to show them not only that we love God, but show them an example that we trust God.
Amen. All right, Ida, in New Mexico, what's your one thing?
Well, I start my day appreciating my husband for one. He's just a motivator. He's very supportive of everything that I do, and I really thank him for that, because just having him in my life, we've been married for 25 years. We've raised 9 children. He's always just been so faithful to God and has really encouraged me in my walk. So I just want to say thank you to him.
Now, how do you appreciate him every day? What one thing do you do to make that a reality?
One thing we do for each other actually is something that I appreciate of him is that he always acknowledges me when I leave the house, and when I make sure he prays over me. He'll tell me, you know, be safe today. When I get home, he opens the gate for me, and he just, you know, just everything about what he does for me, I acknowledge it every day because he's just so faithful to me.
It's good.
In anything. I don't even have to, like, ask him, and he's there. So anyways, I do appreciate that he's in my life, and I'm glad that God brought him into my life.
Yeah, well, that's good. All right. Thank you, Ida. We need that, don't we? Myrna, over in, let me see, Arizona. What's your one thing?
My one thing today is tithing. One of the biggest things that right now I'm struggling the most due to the fact that both lost our jobs recently. So I guess you could say the little bit of what we are getting is going towards our necessities. Should I say my selfish intentions? But technically it's not. It's just our bills. And so we struggle with, should we tie this little small percentage or go towards the bill that we really need, you know? And it's really, really hard, especially when you know that the little bit of money you're only getting is specifically is for that.
Well, Myrna, don't beat yourself up where you are today spiritually. Satan would like to use that against you. And God doesn't need our 10% to be okay. He's not sitting in heaven with his accountant trying to figure out what the balance sheet looks like. Tithing is an act of worship. It's something we do as a result of his intentional love for us. And so I tell people, wherever you are today, start where you are by faith and taking those baby steps. And it may be at this point that your first step is to say, we're just going to faithfully start taking 1%, and we're going to start giving that faithfully. And then as our faith grows, we're going to make that 2% and then 3%. Setting some goals, trusting God, taking it one step at a time. Does that kind of take a little bit of the pressure off that maybe you're feeling that somehow or other you're not measuring up?
It's a lot better, yes, because it's a lot to take in, especially, you know, when you're in service and, you know, pastors all the time talk about, you know, if God wants you to bless you, you know, go right ahead and give your 10%. And, you know, it's hard. Yeah, I was a little bit beat up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I hear that. And you ought not be. We have to start. We have to start. You know, when we talk, Myrna, when we talk about this one thing, one of the reasons that we get stuck, is we get too many options, we get too many fears, we get too many worries, we get just too much stuff today. If we look at our own schedule today, if we look at our input going into our head, we are overloaded with information, overloaded with influencers, overloaded with so many things that can be confusing that we get frozen. And if we hear it at our Intentional Life Media, we see this using that word as a baby step, but it really is. It's truly taking that first step. We want to break inertia. The question comes back to forget all of the things that you're hearing and all the confusion in your life and just answer this simple question. Lord, what one thing could I do today, starting today, that would make the single biggest difference in addressing the thing that's in front of me right now that's holding me back or keeping me from experiencing hope in you? And be as specific as you can. Sometimes you need some help to think that through and come up with a one thing. That's why we're here. We love helping you to think that through. What does God's word say, and how can you advance that in your life? But when we start to think about all of the problems, when we start to pile on with all of the issues, it can be overwhelming in our life. And it comes back to this thing of what is that one thing that would make the biggest difference in your life. 888-1717 is the number. All right. Let's go to Michigan. What's your question today?
Hi, my name is Jeannie. Dr. Carson, you give lots of advice on families, but what about blended families? What is your intentional number one thing to do for a blended family so they can be successful when there's so many different dynamics coming into the picture?
Yeah. Well, I think that's it. I think you just proof positive with your question, Jeannie, that we could be overwhelmed. You're in a blended family. You've got these kids, his and yours and ours, and we're trying to make it work, and you've got 100 questions, and we don't know how to discipline Johnny because Johnny's not happy in the family, and Joyce is struggling over here, and all of these different situations, and we get overwhelmed, and we get stuck, and that's why there's tension in the couple relationship. And so when we think about this thing of how to be intentional, and you ask the question, what's one thing? If I were seated across from you, Jeannie, I would simply say the very single best thing you guys could do starting today that wouldn't take more than about 5 or 10, 15 minutes every day with you and your husband to stand together is to go behind closed doors, sit down, and communicate. Talk to each other. Talk about what's going on in the family. Coming to an agreement of this is the one thing that we're going to do together with this situation. With all of the issues, remember, you've got areas of control and you have areas of influence. You can influence your kids, but trying to control them, especially as they get older, can be a nightmare because they have their own minds and their own hearts and their own way of looking at things. So the question is, what one thing can you do in a blended family? I would say, you and your spouse stay together, shoulder to shoulder, communicate, come to an agreement, and decide on how you're going to do things. I mean, this is not only blended families. This is true in leadership, in any family, and in business, and generally communicating and then coming to an agreement. Very powerful. Okay. Teresa's on the line in Colorado. Hi, Teresa. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you, Dr. Andy?
Good. Appreciate your call. You apparently took a big one thing step. What happened?
Yeah, so I was a nurse for 16 years. I worked labor and delivery, delivering babies for 12 years, and I wanted to be there when people lost babies because we lost a baby. And then I went into oncology and became a cancer navigator for 4 years. And then I had a complete breakdown. Well, and I didn't really even want to live anymore. And it's been 9 years that I haven't worked. But those whole 9 years, I have felt like I wasn't doing what I needed to do. I wasn't doing God's calling for me. But just recently, I've realized that all I need to be is what I already am, which is a mama and a grandma and a wife. And I'm focusing all my attention in on living Christ-like and just being a mama and a grandma and a wife. Mm-hmm. And I have just found complete new joy in my life, realizing that I don't have to do everything. I don't have to be everything to everyone.
Amen. You know, I mentioned a moment ago about declaring one thing, starting one thing, and stopping one thing. And one thing you stopped, it sounds like, is lying to yourself.
Yes, yes. Yes, I just no longer have to work and work and work to make my baby's life have meaning to it. I think that's part of what I was doing was, you know, I wanted Beth's life to have meaning to it. Well, it already has meaning to it. I don't need to put myself out there and run myself ragged trying to please Heavenly Father and trying to make her life worthwhile because it was worthwhile just be her being here, you know? And I just found a whole new sense of just my relationship with Heavenly Father has grown so immensely. Amen. By letting go and not having to perform.
You know, one of the lies you were telling yourself, Teresa, is if I'm going to have meaning in life or if I'm going to be valuable or if I'm going to be fulfilled or whatever is I've got to be out there in the workforce and that there's less, this is less than being a grandma, being a mom, serving in the home. In your mind, you were telling yourself, somewhere along the line, this is less than doing that.
Yes. Yes.
Which
exactly.
is a lie. It's just a
exactly.
big fat lie.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Did
it
you
is.
Come and to a, did you come to a crisis to decide that, or how did you come to that conclusion?
I was in a 6 week long depression, and that's how my depressions are. They're so bad that I can't leave the house, that my husband completely takes care of me. I become like an invalid and almost comatose. And my counselor told me to change things up, to call people, to reach out, to stop disconnecting. And so I did. And when I did that, then I ran into a minister that prayed over me. And he just told me to get over myself, basically. You know, get over yourself. Stop living in the past. He kept telling me, I'm going to be really ugly with you. I'm sorry. And I said, be ugly with me. And he just, you know, told me to get over myself and to let go of the past. And that's what I was able to do. And it's just changed my whole life.
Yeah. All right. This is what we talk about, the power of one thing. Truth is a big part of it. One of my life verses I've shared over the years is Philippians 4:8, whatever's true and right and admirable, praiseworthy, good report, think on such things. What we tend to do is think on these other stuff, the stuff that drags us down, the lies that we tell ourselves, which are numerous. We all do it. Teresa, you're not the only one that does it. We all do it. Leads to different things, sometimes overwork, overcommitment, over anything in life, as opposed to really understanding where God's plan is going on in our life. It's powerful. All right. Thank you, Teresa. Appreciate it. Glad to hear you're doing well and you've been intentional. Let's go to Mary in California. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Randy.
Appreciate your call. What's your one thing?
My one thing is much like Paul, forgetting those things which are behind, I press on for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. That's my one thing. Every day I work very hard at forgetting the past and pushing forward.
Because what happens when you go in the past? What happens
it's
to you?
It's not good. It is not good. It is not a good thing. It's unhealthy. It's unwise. It's crippling. It's inertia. Mm-hmm. It's not good. It's very unhealthy.
What triggers? What have you found, Mary, that triggers you to fall back in that trap from time to time?
Boy, just like it says in the Bible, looking either to the right or to the left. No. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. You look straight ahead. You look to the future. To the future. We have a future and a hope. Mm-hmm. A future and a hope. Look for it. Seek it out. Go for it with everything you have. Everything you have. Because God wants you to live and live well.
That's right. Yeah, nowadays, so when you talk about not looking to the left and the right, you don't even have to do that. You just look straight ahead and somebody's going to throw something in your path. It's either going to show up on a social media post or something that comes in an email or something you see on the TV or whatever it is, or somebody says something to you. But I think in times past, it was easier to go for a walk and clear your head. And now when you go for a walk, the stuff comes with you, right? And it's there constantly, and we can be constantly reminded of things or situations. We all are running on high speed today. And what we believe is the simplicity of do today. Listen, do one thing today. I can't make it any simpler than this. When it comes to whatever it is you're facing in your life, do today one thing that will help you become what God intends for you to be tomorrow. And if your marriage isn't working, the question is, what one thing today would move you a little bit closer to having a marriage or having your own mind in a place that's healthier by tomorrow? because you can't control everybody else. What one thing today could you do that would help you in your financial world to move just a little bit closer to being where God wants you to be? What one thing could you do starting today or think today? One thing be different today in how you live your life. One thing, it could be 5 minutes or 10 minutes. It could be an attitude. It could be a behavior. It could be an emotional response. But what one thing today would help you be a little closer to the kind of parenting that you think and you believe that God wants you to be as a parent? Not that tomorrow's all going to be fixed. Maybe that's true physically. But one thing today would make the biggest difference, I don't know, in your physical life. Something you're consuming or something you need to stop consuming. Or in your thinking, something you're thinking or something you need to stop thinking. And so when we get to this process of thinking intentionally and behaving, understanding that God's not going to love us more because of this, God's just like a good parent doesn't love a child just because of something they do or don't do. But sometimes as a parent, we can shake our head wondering why they're doing what they're doing when there's a better path, right? And I don't know if God shakes his head, but I think he certainly must look down upon us and love us and gives a hope and a future. And I hope some message coming through today is a reminder that you and I can either be focused today or we can live in a world of distractions. Because life isn't easy. Life's hard, in fact, and as I say, we make it harder than we ought to. All right, so as we're wrapping up the show, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I want to leave the phone line open, reopen for you. If you've discovered something in your life, maybe something, one thing that's really helped you, I mean, just a specific thing that's made a difference. Maybe it's your thinking, maybe it's how you handle finance or your health, and you want to give a shout out, glory to God, and just say, hey, this is how it's benefited me. This thing of the power of one thing works. Love to hear your story. Or maybe you say, I'm struggling, help me figure out what's the one thing I could do. I'm glad to do that. We'll spend the next 30 minutes and record a show that'll air in a few days down the road. Give us a call, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. And Miss Carolina will be taking your calls today, and we'll call you back and get you on the line. So for the entire team, I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. We're part of the Ministry of Family Life Radio and Intentional Life Media. And as I've mentioned, we have one goal. That's to help you experience your life, your marriage, your family, the way God intended. And believe me, if you're not today, you can get on the intentional living path in Him. Have a great day.